So as I look through some of the survey responses that we've gathered here on the sidelines of the CFO Innovation Summit 2018, one thing strikes me particularly, Simon Littlewood, and that is question 7 of our survey. Mm-hmm. We have a 10 question survey, which you can also take online. And question 7 says, late payments are often caused by our own mistakes. What's striking about a lot of the survey results is that there are a lot of people who say that, yes, late payments are an urgent issue for our company. They strongly agree. They say, yes, late payment situation is getting worse. Strongly agree. But then who do they blame for it? Often it is the customer's payables policy or economic market conditions. Mm. Very rarely do they admit that they themselves make mistakes. Give us a bit of color on that.
Yes, I mean, the reality is that most companies, most of the time, see getting paid late as something that is done to them by market conditions or by recalcitrant customers. That's only partly true. What's interesting to what's important to understand here is that there are a range of behaviors that customers will allow themselves to adopt, which they consider to be fair. And those behaviors,
which they consider to be fair,
and those behaviors are basically taking advantage of everything that they might have been expected to ask you to do. Notice the word might, mm-hmm. because some of these things will be unmet. So every unmet expectation in their minds, or which they can plausibly lay claim to, will be used to delay payment. And a consequence of that is that, contrary to what companies typically believe, and you know, I've been dealing with this issue for decades, companies will say, yeah, we want to get paid quickly. Yes, we'll change our processes if it makes a difference, but no, it's not really our fault. Yes. 80% of the time, it is your fault. Not because you've committed some terrible error, but because you've done something small, or you failed to provide information, or you've not captured something that was critical to the process, or you haven't read your customer's small print, or you haven't asked for the payment. If you look at why companies get paid late, data shows that 80% of the time it's because of some unmet customer expectation. And a customer is entitled to create unmet expectations out of thin air within a certain degree of latitude. So this implies that you have a process where you define their expectations, but you also allow yourself enough time in the way that you interact with the customer after you build them to address their, quote, unmet, unquote, expectations.
Yes.
You know, an obvious one would be, you know, we didn't get the invoice. you know.
And the thousands of other reasons,
yes,
that
exactly.
they often give.
The thing is, it's all about being top of the pile when it comes to getting paid, assuming that your customer has actually got the money to pay his
yes.
suppliers and is a going concern, and that's true of most customers.
What
is
me
is to take away any opportunity that he may be able to avail himself of to pay you late. And if you do that on a consistent basis, you will slowly become first in line to get paid.
And finally, one thing that gives me heart about this conversation is actually question 4, which asks, are you ready to make changes to your invoicing process if it means you will get paid on time? So even as people blame others for their mistakes, at least they're open to change.
I think they are, although, you know, we could spend a whole day talking about this. There are no human beings, by and large, who admit that they're not open to change. I mean, I think you need to understand that.
And well, I can think of some political leaders, right?
But they probably wouldn't admit it.
Right.
If they were to describe themselves, it would probably be something like, well, I'm really open to new ideas. I'm forward thinking. I'm, you know, generally that's how human beings see themselves. It's only when you actually challenge habits of behavior or habits of thought that you start to come up against resistance. So they're right. It is important that they consider changing their order to cash process. In particular, you know, the way that they manage the timeliness of that and the way that they learn from unmet customer expectations and re-engineer the process. Very often, one of the issues, of course, with receivables is that it's not given sufficient priority in the organization. And arguments about how changes should be made to order to cash tend to have less priority than commercial discussions about how we can sell more, how we can evolve a new product, and all those kinds of things. So the ability to learn from the mistakes that you make in order to cash assumes that it's given an appropriate level of priority. Yeah.
And change is the subject of our next podcast here from the CFO Innovation Summit 2018 in Singapore. He is Simon Littlewood, and I'm Mark Lowdy.
I didn't know that.